Laugh Factory Network.
Welcome to New Player Has Entered the Game. I'm James Fisher.
I'm Michael Jordan.
I am James Jordan.
I'm Michael Jackson.
No, God.
We got a great group tonight.
Okay.
Super group. I'm
James Fisher. That's Dane Arden. That's Samantha Berkman.
Hello.
Mike Crowley's on the mic today.
Because
we're going to do an episode with just us, like the people who originated this originated the show.
Yeah. Where's Casey Lorwood?
Shh, we don't talk about her. We're just going to do like a host show and just talk about just a lot of things going on, like in general, in gaming, like today. Like E3 is this, like the week we're recording this, E3 is happening. And I was watching a lot of stuff at work and might have gotten fired if I got caught. I didn't. I was just watching E3, so I wasn't typing porn. Anything. I was
so
just watching.
E3 is C3PO.
Are you being serious right now?
It begins.
I honestly don't know what it is.
You don't know E3?
Okay, that's so fine.
I know E.T.
You're being
you guys are dumb.
I was gonna say you're being a girl right now. Some people, no, you're being a girl right now. You don't know E.T.
That's the first time anyone's ever said that about me.
What?
You're being a Samus.
Ah, jeez. Oh no. Okay, so E3 is a basically, you know how they have like Comic Con and like all they show all the new movies and all the new comic books.
So that, but for video games.
But for video games. And
it's like
the
Uber,
only.
But for dog walking.
No.
You just explained WAG.
It's like the Super Bowl of video games, pretty much.
So they go there to showcase new systems, new video games, new technology.
Fun.
And today, like Nintendo showed a lot of stuff today. Nintendo showed a whole lot. So they showed new footage of Super Mario Odyssey, which is the next 3D Mario game.
What did it look like? What was give me the highlights.
So the game basically, like, it's a open world Mario game, kind of like Super Mario 64 Mario Galaxy. But it's like in the city, so there's like real looking people
and Mario
cars.
Mario can take his hat off and throw it and jump on it.
And his hat has eyes, so his hat's alive.
Fucking
but they
sick.
Showed the feature of the hat, which is he could take old people's bodies with it. If he sees a Goomba and he throws his hat at it, he can go inside the Goomba and take his body.
That's
can we like
gross.
Queue up the clips from like the new footage from it?
Yeah.
We got a computer right here.
Oh, geez. Well, let's leave that alone. Dane, pull it up on your
phone. Watching Samus right now.
I'm trying to.
Who gives a fuck about Samus? Give me Mario.
Oh,
maybe.
Turn that off. No, I got it.
One at a time, Crowley.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right.
So yeah, and. It's just showing, and is this the footage that came out today?
I think this is the cinematic stuff.
Is this the footage that came out today?
I don't know. It's the dinosaur.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
Because he's just
oh,
watch.
Shit,
just watch.
Really?
So it starts
this
with a dinosaur. Because you don't even think it's a Mario game. Yes.
Studio.
So it starts in prehistoric.
He's on top. Watch. He's got the hat.
Hi. Oh my God. This looks.
Oh,
it
looks
cool.
Like it's gonna be the best 3D Mario game ever. Like it looks really.
This
good.
Looks fucking great. It's got a little.
You can
turn
it into a sombrero.
And when it first
came
out, I had the comparison of like, I was like, this looks like Sonic 06, like in graphics. And people were like, shut up! And I was like, everybody was so quick to say that Sonic Lost Worlds was Sonic Lost Galaxy. Like, just.
Okay, yeah, this looks fun.
It looks really good.
I never really played Zelda. I only watched my brother play it. But, like, Mario is my shit. Like, I, with my eyes closed, can beat the fuck. When we played fucking Super Mario World with Lee, I was like, give me that controller. I'm flying through this.
We are really, like, we're going to play this, like, eventually. Because I was playing before you got here, that Waluigi game.
I'm so excited.
I was playing it on my laptop.
I've been talking about it for a week and a half.
Crowley was playing it. I gave it to Crowley too to like set up on the computer. Like he liked it too. It's
become
really good.
I can't wait.
And I play it with a controller.
So I can just like download.
You can download it for free.
That's amazing.
And just play it on your computer.
Would I be able to? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Hearing you say that he takes people's bodies over.
He takes
with his
people's.
Hat, is very uncomfortable, but
then you see
it,
and
like,
he's taking niggas'
adorable.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Well, he's not taking, you're taking, like, their wardrobe.
No,
he's
like, taking,
no,
their,
he's taking
bodies.
Their bodies.
Really?
He jumps into their bodies.
Jumps into their body. That's, his hat has eyes, and it allows him to steal your soul.
The hat?
Even
but
Mario's
Mario
getting dark.
Yeah, see?
Stays
dude, he's
Mario.
Taking.
He becomes a taxi cab.
Taking people's bodies!
This is fun.
Look at that! What he went right into the body.
It was like Octo there.
If you listening at home, watch the Super Mario Odyssey.
So
yeah,
is
this
that
might
Yoshi?
Not be too exciting. Huh?
Is it like supposed to be a fucking buff Yoshi?
No, it's not a buff. No, it's just a dinosaur.
It's a T-Rex.
Because he's in the real world. In this game, he goes to the real world. So he's in the real world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but he has a magical hat and not his dinosaur companion.
Yeah, so what? You got a problem with that?
I just feel a little cheated because he's my boy.
So that came out for Nintendo. Nintendo released a teaser trailer and a trailer for two new Metroid games, Metroid Prime 4. And the Metroid Prime games are like first-person Metroid games, like Samus. And they're among some of the best games that Nintendo's ever made. So they released a trailer for Metroid Prime 4 and a trailer for Metroid Return to Samus, which is another like side-scrolling Metroid game.
Fun.
And then another game, Beyond Good and Evil, came out with a sequel.
People are excited about that one.
They're getting ready for that. I think yesterday they Sony released some stuff for Kingdom Hearts.
They got God of War. A lot of people are excited about that. God of War, it looks like it's just The Last of Us with God of War.
With Kratos and his son.
Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
What is God of War?
So,
shut up, Sam. You don't know anything. Don't come here anymore.
You play as Kratos.
Yeah. The plot is very kind of complicated.
Isn't he the God of War? Like, you play as Kratos.
Yeah. He just
fucks up
Greek gods, pretty much.
He was a human. His family died.
That's fun.
And all of his sins and their ashes make his skin white and give him the power to, like, kill God. So basically it's saying white people are better than God.
The goal is to kill God. Don't you go to Bible study every week? Yeah, but this game is dope.
It did get a lot of flack, though.
It's a really...
It's super violent.
Yes.
Was it because of, like, their initial trailer from last year?
No, it's just
the
God of War series in
general.
When
it came out, yeah.
Because I played it. I have one at home. I was going to buy two just so I could have both of them. I still might do that. But I had to stop playing one because it gets very graphic violence.
It's not that bad.
Dude, there's a scene in it.
Yes, tell me.
Mike Crowley's a serial killer. I'm sure.
We all do that.
Postal is bad.
Postal is bad, but it's meant to be bad. God of War like tells like a touching narrative. Like it's actually like
a
game.
Touching
it's
narrative.
But that's like
erotic
every
fiction.
Plot to every story. Jesus. Like someone's family dies.
No,
they want vengeance.
No,
so
but
go and
no,
get
I know it's a typical it's not, story, but like it's a touching narrative, and they tell it in a beautiful way. Like, Postal's just a game. Like, there's a story there because it needs to be. But, like, it's
just
a game about
killing
people. Like,
kills himself.
God of War has a narrative, and it's a story, and it's great. Yeah. But there's a scene in it where I was, like, I was chopping up, like, gods and bad people to Medusas. And I was like, all right, this is cool.
But
it's
like
very bloody.
Violence, though.
No, it's not. I was chopping up bad people. I was like, this is good. And then I got to a door, and it wouldn't let me go in the door. And then I hear from outside the door, please, please don't kill us. Please, no. Please, mommy, no. And then you hear people getting murdered. And then you get to walk through the door and see bodies of the people that just got murdered. And I was like, I cannot continue this game.
I don't remember that part.
Dude, it's in the first game.
Yeah, I don't remember that part.
You know why? Because you lived it.
Yeah, probably. Hey, wait. No. Just for the record, okay? I'm not going to say anything until my lawyer gets here.
Yeah, but that also came
out
when... That came out when that wasn't like
that wasn't the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like now, like we
that
have
was in like the peak
game.
Of like when people were like complaining about video games promoting violence.
Well,
have
that
you guys
was
ever
during
in there with GTA,
the CRB, whole legal war that they had there.
Yeah, but that was a while back. We talking about like now, like you're allowed to like we have a game, like not that they didn't have a Friday the 13th game like before because they had one before and it was bad graphics, but like. This one now, like,
it's
very graphic. Like, it's just we live in an age where you can just like, we live in an age where you can't show titties on the movie screen sometimes, but you can show somebody being impaled and their guts spilling out.
Yeah,
like,
it's ridiculous.
Hopefully titties are involved, though. You know what I'm saying?
You would think. God, titty gore. All right, what were you gonna say? What game?
But like Outlast.
So it's The Sims Black and White, and it's. The exact same concept as God of War, but you grow, like, more green. And you don't fight God. You guys have never
played
that?
It's the exact
that?
Same thing
so.
As God of War, but not God of War at all.
Right, exactly.
It's God of War with The Sims?
Kind of. It's like you're God, but you're also a monster, like, metaphor. And you have like these little townspeople. It's like that episode of Futurama where he grows the town on his chest when he's floating in space.
Is this not SimCity?
No.
Or is this, okay.
It's like a, you become like a murder game. Or yeah. You become a murder game.
There's a lot of games like that.
That's what they call me at Laser Quest. Murder game.
So he really murders it at DDR.
Okay, maybe I'm making this up. It may not exist. Sims, I was Black and White. As a child. I swear to God, it exists.
And
Sims,
you can,
Black and White.
It just feels like you're always like God when you play The Sims.
Yeah,
you're
but
deciding
this time
when
it's
people
violent.
Pee.
Yeah, you can like take out like their. I remember when I played The Sims, I like uninstalled like everything in the bathroom so people just had to like shit on the floor.
You really got to like embrace your serial killer
like
vibes.
He's just doing it now. Like nobody's telling him to like he's got way too comfortable with it.
No, the best is like I had like this whole family of like these dudes raising like this one nerdy like white kid.
I'm gonna tell and, y'all like, right now, Mike then, Crowley, like, before we started this, before anybody got it, it was just me and Mike Crowley. And I peed myself like twice because he seemed like he couldn't get the computer to work.
Well, yeah, I
was
gonna,
some broken stuff in the corner.
It looks like it might be paint all over him, but he's got a lot of red stuff all over him. And I didn't want to say anything, and there's like a bloody knife.
Just
claim
that's my Irish skin, but
sure.
Like, well, I was gonna I remember I would like, get all these guys drunk at the Sims, and then one of them. Like, I got this dude to pass out in front of the school bus, and the school bus wouldn't go past him, and he got, like, and it was stuck there until it just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds
about
right.
Did you ever, Mike Crowley, answer me this. Did you ever, like, put all your Sims characters, like, in a room and then take out all the windows and doors and just
watch
them?
Yeah, but everybody did
you
that.
Can
that
do
doesn't
that?
Make a serial killer.
Okay,
other evidence.
You're next.
I will say...
I'm chill.
I will say this is one really... fucked up thing.
Also,
that
Black and White was not a Sims game.
Not a Sims game.
Nope,
okay.
Totally different.
Everyone listening is just like, yeah, we knew this. All right.
I don't remember my memory.
Everybody in the comments, why is she talking?
Because I have the microphone.
Fair enough.
That's right.
I'm not about to tell you shut up.
There was a...
surprising.
There was like a story that I read on, I think it was like Reddit, where there was a person that like made a class system where it was like, there were six people in this family, and three of them were, like, the 1%, and then the others lived in the basement and made paintings and did that over and over and kept selling those. And so they lived in squalor, and then...
I don't want them to make another Sims game ever.
That's so funny. Dude, the one where you can become a pop star, loved that one. I learned all the songs, like, in that language.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was fucking annoying.
I'm a
real gamer, girl.
I'm thinking of a God of War with The Sims now. He just comes in there.
Yeah, he comes in
there. No, man. And then he races a family.
Oh, you're
nice
gross.
And happy.
What would I do?
You were saying come as in semen?
I didn't say that.
I thought this was a Christian podcast.
As in the Navy?
This is definitely not that.
Black and white.
It's not what I signed up for.
I'm looking up right now what else they released at E3, like just in the videos.
We can talk about Spider-Man.
More Spider-Man. That's what
Spider-Man
is.
Oh, I saw.
People were excited about that.
It looked boring.
It didn't look boring. No, it didn't look boring. It just looked like we were talking about earlier.
Oh,
your opinion is wrong because you like Beavis and Butthead at the game, and all the reviews say that that game sucks.
Oh, you're not going
to
live that down.
You have to understand that I also like conceded my opinion on that.
Look, we've talked about that. I was wrong. Alright, fair enough. I won't bring it up again.
Yes, you will.
No.
It's good content.
No, like
when you can spin the guy in all the webs, the bad guys, like from building to building. That's
it just looked. Have you ever played like the Batman Arkham games?
No.
Okay, yeah. So this is what I thought about it. It just looked like Batman Arkham. It looked like the Batman Arkham games, but with Spider-Man instead.
It was pretty much the same structure. Jump between buildings, wait for the counterattack.
Which is fine, but like, you would think, I want people to be more... This is what I was talking about when we first started doing the podcast about innovation.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
just see a formula that works and does that. And
that's
just,
not good.
Yeah, like,
do
Spider-Man games
thing.
Used to be Spider-Man games.
Right.
Spider-Man 2, the movie game... was one of the best Spider-Man
games
ever.
Yeah.
And you were Spider-Man. You swung around. You crawled on buildings. You saved people. You had different missions. So you could just be swinging around town, see somebody getting robbed, stop, save them, and then continue on your way to the next mission.
Yeah.
It was a Spider-Man game, and this one just seemed more like a Batman game, but like maybe just in this trailer it did.
Yeah, maybe the gameplay might be different.
Yeah, like maybe it would be different. But that was my take on that.
Yeah, I think I'm just excited to play it because of the whole mobility of it. I brought this up before the podcast, but like that was like that seemed like a huge game changer. It was like just being able to swing from thing to thing. Yeah. But I think I just want to play the original Spider-Man game.
It's been a while since there was a good Spider-Man game.
Yeah,
I just
want
to see how big
there's been a lot of okay ones, but
like if it's a huge fucking open world, I love that, you know. And as long as it's not repetitive, as long as it's not like your typical fetch quests or like typical like beat up this bad guy, like if it's something different with lots of options and it's like really fucking large in scale, that'd be great. Because that's what's great about Spider-Man, just swinging
around
the city.
Yeah, just being in the city and being Spider-Man.
Well, now you can do it as Mario.
Mario's a better Spider-Man game than Spider-Man.
Mario's awesome. Said here first, folks.
Also, that's I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but I cannot get excited anymore for another Dragon Ball Z fighting game. I could
give I used to love them,
but it's just like, and now with like Dragon Ball Super being out and they're making more episodes of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, like it's just like, all right, this is good in putting these new characters in these games, but I can't. Like, there's so many Dragon Ball Z fighting games, I just don't care. Yeah. I don't care anymore, dude.
Why are there so many?
Because
the gameplay is different? Sucks. Or they just need
the
more characters in it?
The gameplay is different, but it's just new characters. But, like, it's just, it's still a fighting game.
That's dumb.
It's still a fighting
game. Or, not dumb, but lazy.
And it's different it's very lazy. It's different styles of fighting games, but it's still a fight. Like, my favorite series of Dragon Ball Z games were the ones that came out on Game Boy Advance. It was the Legacy of Goku series. And it was Dragon Ball Z. It was like Dragon Ball Z mixed with Legend of Zelda. It was top down, like Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you just played as Dragon Ball Z characters. And you leveled your character up. You learned different moves.
Wait, was that the customizable one? Where you could make your own? Is that what you just said? Oh, okay.
No. It was on Game Boy Advance. They had Legacy of Goku, which wasn't good. Legacy of Goku 2. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they made a second one because the first one sucked, but the second one was amazing. And then the third one, Booze Fury, was amazing. Like, they were good games. It was
did you say Booze Fury?
Booze Fury.
Oh. Like my that's like Fury. A Booze Fury sounds like a really good time. Booze
Fury!
Booze Fury.
Do you want to get drunk today?
Sam is on another level today.
Yup.
But no, it's like those are my favorite because they just broke the mold of like Dragon Ball Z games. It wasn't like a typical fighting game. It was like a top-down adventure RPG. And I was like,
this I like is... my RPGs the way I like my convertibles. Top-down.
It's good to know that Sam's still herself.
Hey, come on.
I will say this is way better than the last one we did. You were missing a lot of marks.
I was. And they were being called out. So this feels better.
Because you're so on, and we just like, we hold you to a standard.
Oh, that was really rough.
We hold you to a standard. Oops. And you're meeting it right now.
All
right,
hell yeah.
What else happened?
Anyone excited for Xbox exclusive came out.
Oh,
Anthem.
That's right.
What,
the Xbox One X?
Yeah, on Xbox
Real
X.
Title.
Yeah, baby.
Xbox
X. XXX.
So
X. So many X's.
So I didn't care too much to look into that. It's actually just another version of the Xbox.
Is it
a new console or is it just an upgrade like the PlayStation Slim?
It's got the most power in it as for any console is what I'm hearing.
Is it the one with the teraflops and all that? I don't know this technology.
Are they making games that just come out on the Xbox One X though?
So they have an Xbox exclusive called Anthem that's coming out where you like get into like a suit and you can like fly around and kill things. It kind of feels like Destiny, if Destiny was more open world.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought of something. Shut it. You shut it. Okay.
Sorry.
But
I'm trying.
I don't know. I feel like Xbox has let me down so many times that I just I just don't.
Yeah.
I just think can't.
That's how I feel about DC movies. Like Wonder Woman was good.
That's what everyone's saying.
Look,
I don't care.
I want to see Wonder Woman, but I want to like. Here's my thing. Black Panther is the first like black superhero created, and they're making a movie about him now. Mm-hmm. But as a black person, I'm going to go see it. And if it sucks, I'm not going to say it's good just because it's the first black movie. Mm-hmm. So I want to see Wonder Woman, but if it's not as good as people say it is, I want to be able to say that without right. somebody thinking I'm a misogynist.
No, it's not like
amazing. It's just a competent movie.
Right, but people are DC. Acting like it's yeah, amazing, yeah. and it only got 9.9 more points than Power Rangers.
Mm. What? Yeah, but Power Rangers won an Oscar. So what are you talking
did
about?
Did it really?
No. Oh,
guys, I am out of touch.
She was like, "What?"
No, but for real, where Suicide Squad does have an Oscar.
But I want one. But I want Wonder Woman to be good. I love Wonder Woman. I want Wonder Woman to be good. I just want to be able to say it's not.
I want it to be banned.
Like Black
you're
Lightning.
You're not allowed to be honest anymore.
No, you're not. Black Lightning, my favorite superhero, is coming out
you
with a TV
show. You can't say that.
And,
don't say black. Don't say lightning.
But I watched the trailer for the Black Lightning TV show, and I was like, this looks like it might be bad. But I want it to be good because he's my favorite superhero. But white people should be able to look at that, and even though it's a black superhero, be like, this looks like it's going to be bad without seeming racist. Right. I should be able to look at Wonder Woman and be like, okay. Without somebody being like, you just saying this because it's a woman. Like, no, I love Wonder Woman.
No, Wonder Woman's basically just like a combination between Captain America, the First Avenger, and Thor.
Right, fair enough. I'm gonna go
with tits, okay?
Yeah. Tits! What I wanted to talk about.
Show me the tits!
But anyways, back show to video me the
no, three.
That's
three
my
games.
Favorite Jerry Maguire quote, by the way. No. Show me the tits!
Show me the tits!
So three games that I wanted to talk about, like, that I'm excited for. Three games. One is, of course, the new Sonic game is coming out where you get to make your own character and play through that. I'm excited about that.
What? How do you make your own character? Like, aesthetic? Traits?
You get the speed.
Or to be the
moves of the character. Fun. You get to pick, like, how they look.
That's
so
cool.
That, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for, I was going to say that Kirby game, but, yeah, they've been okay. But the Kirby game, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I just wanted to break the mold. The new Marvel vs. Capcom game, the trailers for that, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, the trailers for that look amazing. They're showing the story trailer, and it's the main bad guy from Mega Man X. And they stopped making Mega Man X games. We played it last time on the podcast. They stopped making Mega Man X games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the bad guy from Mega Man X and Ultron from the Avengers, and they get together to take over both universes.
I like that.
And to me, I'm excited about that for two reasons. One, it's the first time we'll have Mega Man X and Zero in a Marvel vs. Capcom game, which is what people wanted. And two, since they're using these characters from Mega Man X, they're probably going to come out with another Mega Man X game, and I'm excited for that.
Hey.
Marvel vs. Capcom in general is one of the greatest fighting game series ever. So, like, and the cinematics that they're putting in this are great. Like, if you haven't watched any of the cinematics from Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, I highly recommend watching them. And the other game that I was excited about, I just looked at it, and I'm blanking right now in my mind, but I just... Oh! South Park Fractured Butthole.
Oh, yeah.
You're actually excited about
it? You lost me at South Park, yeah.
Wait, did you play the first one, though?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I played Stick of Truth.
Oh, my God.
Stick of Truth is one of the best games I've played.
That
really?
It's like a dare at a friend.
It kind of feels like a move on a track, though.
Huh?
It kind of feels like you're on a track.
Did you,
though.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I beat it.
Okay.
There's a lot of very funny moments, and I don't regret playing it.
I liked it because it wasn't too hard of a game.
Right.
I did die probably a handful of times, but not more than that. But I liked it. Was a game I could sit down and de-stress and play. It provided some challenge. If you grind it like heavily, then challenge gone. But like. If you just play through the game, there's challenge to it, and it's genuinely fun. It felt like I was playing a game. It felt like I was playing an episode of South Park.
That's fun.
And gameplay wise, like I said, people who shouldn't know how to make games, making games is great to me. It shouldn't have been a good game. South Park 64 is not a good game.
It's terrible.
But like this one was a good game. It was a good RPG.
All right.
Yeah, I remember.
My favorite scene, which I think a lot of people say, is when your parents are fucking and you have to fight
under your
parents.
They've shrunken you down. The underpants don't shrunk you down. So you're small and you're fighting under the ball sack. Your dad's
ball sack.
You
have to dodge your dad's ball sack.
And then your mom's it's amazing. And then your mom's tits are just Jesus.
Oh my God, I have to play this game.
That sounds great.
Mike Rowley wants to see his mom's tits.
I have by accident before. It's no. Next subject, anyway.
All right, let's end the pod on that. So that was.
Oh my God.
So Death Game is what we're playing next.
No,
thank
so
God
like,
I edit these.
No, so like it's like those are the games that I'm most excited for, and they're not the best games that are gonna come out. But I've played like the previous games in those series, so those are the ones I'm excited about. Like, what are you guys excited about, like in general from E3? Well, Sam doesn't know what it is, so Dave,
I'm excited to know E3. About what E3 is.
I'll start watching stuff on YouTube. A lot of YouTube gamers do it. IGN Go, like just watch some stuff.
For me, it's probably God of War. It looks really good. I really love Last of Us, so I'm gonna give. I'll be fine with it feeling
Did
like
they
that.
Show it yet? The new one.
Yeah, they showed some of the gameplay.
I gotta see it.
Yeah, the gameplay is really good.
Mike Rowley was jacking off the whole time.
I already came.
It looks really really good. And. Now I'm iffy about Spider-Man. We'll see.
And you shouldn't be iffy. That's just
No.
That was just my opinion.
No,
but like, it'll still be a good game.
No. And it's not that. I'm just talking to you and making me realize that I just really enjoyed like the mobility of the game. So it's making me feel like I should just play the original and then like maybe rent Spider-Man and see how I feel from there.
I think it'll be a good buy. It just might not be like I said, the best Spider-Man game to me, Spider-Man the Movie 2. It might not be like that, but like it'll still be a good game.
Yeah. So maybe. No. Either way, I'm mostly focused on getting Red Dead Redemption by winter. So yeah.
Red
That's
Dead
where
Redemption
my head's
2,
at.
Yeah.
I know we're not at E3 yet.
I haven't seen the big previews for those yet. I haven't seen anything for like Red Dead or Last of Us 2 yet. I just saw the teaser.
Yeah, they just showed the teasers.
That's
enough for me.
Okay.
What about
those are the ones, but I guess of like the new stuff they showed, like I'm going to just be cliche and just say I'm looking forward to Star Wars Battlefront.
Battlefront, is it going to have a mode that's not online now? Because you could only play online with the one before.
Yeah,
no story mode.
Because they were under time constraints, you know, to get it out on time.
Hey, how about you just don't release it until the game's done? How about that?
Well,
that would be a great idea.
I don't think EA shareholders would want that.
This is why I play retro games, because you get the whole game.
And I cannot disagree with that. You're completely right.
I mean, Mass Effect Andromeda is a
piece of shit.
Huge piece of shit because they couldn't finish it.
And you know what?
Like
fuck them.
That,
fuck Mass Effect 3 for their fucking
ending.
But they're
just like, we'll patch it out later. That's every game developer's like thing is, we'll just patch it out later. Yeah. And don't do that. Give me the best that you can do, and then if there's problems, then patch them out. But like, this is why I stick with indie games, which is what we're going to play today. Segway.
Oh my God, nice.
No, so that's
if we.
I'm gonna make
footage.
My own fan game called Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah,
and it's
Red
like
Dead Redemption.
Your parents are getting divorced.
I guarantee
you
there's
have
a mod
to be
for
like,
that.
Hold on,
Red Dad to win custody of your kids.
I was thinking of something
I'm
like Parappa the Rapper.
I'll pre-order the shit out of that.
We a lot of patches.
It's all patches.
Hey guys, I just have to say I love us. I hate that, but I love us.
I'll take it.
We're great.
Still a compliment to me. As long as you're not directly insulting me.
We're the best.
At least they've seen it.
Let's see. Funny moments just happened. You guys missed out on that because we don't have video. I just give me the whole game. Give me the whole game.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about indie developers too. Like, that's what I was gonna say earlier. A lot of people are waiting for like the new first party systems and the new first party games to come out, but there's a lot of good games. There's a lot of really good games that indie developers or like third party developers, or like smaller developers come up with that people aren't playing because and you should be playing these games at least while you're waiting for the bigger games to come out. You should be playing these games. There's so many independent
games. Is it just because people aren't hearing about them?
That's what it is. People aren't hearing about them. The game we're going to play today is made by Adult Swim Games, and they make real good games, like, for being people who make, like, funny TV shows. They make really good games, but, like...
Which one is the one made by Adult Swim?
Duck Game.
Really?
It's made by Adult Swim.
Duck Hunt. Duck Game.
Duck Game. They got Duck Game.
I know that. Although, in my head, I was still thinking Duck Hunt.
but that's what I'm saying. Like, but the only time you see commercials for that is on the internet sometimes, like when it first came out, or on Adult Swim when you watch it at night. So people don't know about a lot of the indie games that come out. So unless you're, like, a gamer, and you have Steam, and you look through, like, the games, you don't know about a lot of the games.
The fucked up part is, like, if this Waluigi game is dope,
I'm gonna tell you something right now, and that's a fan game, but that one is, that's fan games, that's independent game. There's so many games people could be playing, but they're just waiting for what E3 is gonna show. And fair enough, I've seen amazing stuff, but there are so many developers doing stuff for free, doing stuff for cheaper, that you should, like, partake in their work, because you just, if you don't look at the stuff that's not in the mainstream, you're missing out on a lot of the core that is gaming. There's a lot of stuff.
I feel like people might think it's like buying off-brand cereal, you know? Like, the marshmallows are
might be that. Cool. Or they don't want to think about it, and they're just like, I'll just get it from the thing.
It is mentally lazy. Yeah. It is way easier just to be like, oh, GameStop gave me this magazine, which I ain't bought a GameStop magazine in a minute.
Yeah, because,
like,
they stopped making magazines.
They don't make magazines. What is that?
You know, I ain't been in a GameStop in a minute. But, like, it's just like...
Probably explains why you haven't bought anything from there in a while.
It's too expensive. Look, but look, it's just like... I could just wait for E3 and, like, see all these games, or wait for commercials of these games to pop up on YouTube, and, like, that's how I would get all my gaming. But you do miss out on a lot. That's just like going, all right, the only tacos I've ever had are Taco Bell and Taco Hut, and all these franchises are the only burgers I've had are McDonald's and Burger King. Mm-hmm. But you can go to some mom and pop places that are amazing. But McDonald's is easy to go to and just be like, two double cheeseburgers, and then they give it to you in 3 minutes, and you got two double cheeseburgers.
But you have to keep patching it up.
But you got to keep getting Pepto-Bismol. But if you go to another place,
patching up that butthole,
who comes out smooth?
I will say this, though. Like, if it's a AAA title, they're going to have things in their budget, you know, with their graphics, with their gameplay that, you know, smaller developers aren't going to be able to
put
in their games.
And you're going to get that with AAA titles that care. A lot don't care, and they just cash in for the money. So,
like Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Exactly. Releasing half a game. So if they just cash in for the money, then you're going to get great graphics, but you're not going to get the best game. And that's one thing you get from indie games and like third-party games. Like, they actually care about the product, because they're not as big of a name, so they can't afford to fail.
I mean, think of those guys who made The Witcher. That I don't think that was as big of a team as, you know, some guys who might make other bigger games. And that game, like, kicked the shit out of a lot of other... Like, kicked the shit out of fucking Fallout 3
when you
can't, in that year.
Yeah. When you can't afford to fail, you don't.
Like, Fallout 4, I'm sorry.
When you can't afford to fail, you don't. But if you're like Microsoft can't afford to fail just because they're Microsoft. Nintendo can't afford to fail. They had a whole system fail. Multiple whole systems. Does anybody remember the Virtual Boy? Yeah. They've had multiple systems fail. But hey, Nintendo, you're not stopping them.
Is it Blizzard that's like they're the company that doesn't tell you when there's a release date? They're just like, when we finish it, we're done. You'll know.
And I like that, because it's just like, no, we're going to work on it. We're going to make something good for you guys.
Yeah.
We're not just going to put out anything.
And then if you do still care about the product, but you did give a due date and it's past then, people get fucking pissed. And it's like, well, do you want a game or do you want it to be good?
Right. And then they start calling them lazy and stuff. And it's like, there's so much that goes into developing a game that it's like, you can't really take it out on the developers, because it's just...
don't have empathy.
Oh, of course, of course.
They're not thinking about it. They're like, me, I'm bored.
I remember I did wait 2 years for one game on Steam's DLC that never came. And then they released a trailer for, like, the second game in the series. And somebody wrote exactly what I felt in the comments. They were like, hey, if we work on this second game, you need to give us what you promised. And I was like, no, we did wait 2 years. So where's the DLC? But it was free DLC, so I couldn't be too mad.
Right.
But then he was just like, we tried, and we're not making it fit in. So we're going to release a separate game with those two characters that you guys have been waiting for. We don't know when, but we're going to give you what you asked for. We can't go bankrupt while we can't go bankrupt while we try to figure out the solution for this problem. Right. We have to move forward and make another game
right.
to make money. And I was like, solid reason. And
yeah, that's a great that. Reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, I know I've mentioned it many times before when we have been rolling, but the movie Indie Game, the movie, which is kind of like the sacrifice that goes into making a game independently for profit. And it kind of follows the path of Phil Fish, who made... why am I blanking on the name of it?
Fez, yeah.
And then Super Meat Boy. And you could see just, like, these guys, like, fucking had to sacrifice everything, like, their jobs or, like, careers
to
finish these games. And, like, this Phil Fish guy, he does not come off like a likable person. I admit he comes off like a hipster douchebag asshole. But there was a certain amount of empathy that I felt for him. And at a certain point, like, the guy he was making the game with, for whatever reason, they don't really go into it, like, left, like, with him. And then he had to make that whole game himself.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Mike Crowley. And then people would just constantly
bitch at him about, like, getting that game done.
Mike Crowley, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we are, like, running, We're cutting a long time short. So we will.
Let's continue this conversation.
Yeah, we're going to play the game. We're going to play the game next. Like I said, please follow us on, do we have a Twitter? No.
YouTube. That's great if we don't even Instagram.
Know no, I know we have Instagram. I'm asking before I say something. Twitter. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook for more episodes. Listen to our past episodes. If you want to look at the gameplay, please go to our YouTube channel. The link should be in the description. We're about to play the game now. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right, cool. We'll be right back with the game. And see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Quackity.